I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. The Yale Center for British Art in New Haven has named a new director. Courtney Martin will lead the museum, which houses the largest collection of British art outside of the United Kingdom. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Martins, no relation, went to the museum recently to hear her views on historic art in a digital age and what she thinks about photo taking in art galleries.
A polite crowd has gathered at the Yale Center for British Art to meet its new director, Courtney Martin. Martin isn't a stranger to the art world or to New Haven. She's a Yale University graduate who was most recently deputy director of the DIA Foundation in New York. DIA focuses, in large part, on art of the 1960s and 70s, but Martin says even older art can offer a real view onto the present.
If you think that there is something that you are experiencing in the world right now, there's very likely a moment in time in the past that has similar sorts of circumstances, and art is often a vehicle to have some glimpse of those circumstances.
One circumstance facing museum directors these days is how to handle photo taking in their art galleries. At a time when almost everyone has a camera on their phone, many museums are slowly taking a more lenient approach to the idea. Institutions that had once prohibited photography now allow it. Some even promote photo taking. But Martin has mixed feelings.
I'm confused. What do they do? What do they do it for? What is that? What are the pictures for? What do they? I would love to know what people do with those pictures later.
In the past few years, small independent galleries have sprung up in metropolitan cities, encouraging their visitors to take photos and share their experience on social media.
But I have to say, I also find it slightly exciting that people will venture, you know, hundreds of miles away from their home just to stand in front of an artwork and take a picture with it. I mean, it feels as if that means that art, that its importance is really there for those people who do that.
The Yale Center for British Art offers a virtual tour of their gallery through a smartphone app. However, Martin says that even though their app is a tool that gives visitors a deeper view of the installations, it doesn't replace looking.
I think that the only thing you need to come to the Yale Center for British Art with is a pair of eyes.
The museum is free and open to the public, and if you plan on going, leave your phone at home and don't forget your eyes. Ryan Martins, Connecticut Public Radio.